Welcome, welcome everybody to a 30-ish minute yoga nidra class practice journey to practice self-care. 30-ish minutes of self-care that hopefully, I trust, you can carry with you for the rest of your day, your night, your week, your season, this chapter, this life. 30-ish minutes for no one but you. Now, set off to find, to uncover some stillness and some comfort. Perhaps laying down on your back, maybe on your yoga mat. You could also do this laying on the couch. Reclined in a seat, cozy in your bed, maybe before taking a little nap, a siesta, or getting all hunkered down, teeth brushed, all cozy in your bed before going to sleep for the night. A beautiful tonic for sleep if sleep is a little elusive, you're awake in the middle of the night. I personally love practicing in the morning to set a relaxed, an unhurried tone, right? Of course, beneficial to have soft, warm props like a blanket on your body, a pillow, something soft under your head, under each of the knees. Ugh, that cue, it's an important one. Something under the knees, it really does help the low back, the hips, the spine, the glutes, let's be real, the whole body to relax. So I definitely recommend trying to make that happen if you can. Take your time, maybe something to cover the eyes. Maybe you need a little bathroom break or grab a sip of water. Dim the lights, close the curtains. Take off socks, grab your cozy ones. Take off jewelry, bras, glasses. Eliminate distraction and keep adding comfort. Settle down, settle in. Any little fidgets or adjustments. Make sure your spine feels long and spaced out. Symmetry between the right and left side of the body on either side of that spacious, tall spine. Scooped pelvis, tucked chin, fingers curled, toes floppy, unclenched glutes, soft belly, spacious ribs, back of the heart rooted as heavy as the head. And release any held expression in the face. Feeling light and spacious and airy, boundless, edgeless, boundaryless through that front line. And then the back body roots down, nice and heavy. Allow yourself to be held. And once you find that settled place, it's okay if you're still fidgeting or adjusting. That means you're listening, and I'm never mad about that. Take your time, no rush. Could you start to simply become aware of your breathing? And just the physical body as it is in this moment. This one. Right now, you right here, whenever you are taking this class. Notice yourself. Feel the body breathing and the body held by the earth below you. In the practice, the class of Yoga Nidra, we work with, you know it, an intention, also known as a sankalpa. And a sankalpa can be used for just one single class. I don't know why I'm liking that word today. I hope you are too. This class. Perhaps it's used for just that one single class, but your sankalpa can be worked on and with and through for weeks, even months at a time. So, if you have an intention planned out, mapped out for this practice, feel free to use it. Maybe you find one today and stick with it for a while. Just feel into what you may need in this moment. What is your heart's deepest desire? What would help you move forward, unstuck, liberated, unburdened, happy, healthy, connected? Choose your Sankalpa, your intention for today. Lace it with gratitude, faith, and feeling, and repeat it from the heart. Let it vibrate out through the whole body. Repeat it 3 times. This internal mantra, chant it 3 times. And we will now go through first the physical body, and then we're going to move on to the way the mind is thinking. So of course it's of your greatest benefit to lie comfortably supported as we give in, surrender to the stillness of this moment, right here, right now. With every inhale and exhale, moving, feel that, deeper and deeper into the stillness. And you might want to place any rising, passing thoughts into an imaginary box a few feet away from you. Is your box cardboard with stickers? Crayons, crayon markings. Maybe it's glass. Maybe it's a box of rose quartz, a box of fire or water, or trees and branches and berries and twigs and shrubs. Place any passing rising thoughts into this box a few feet away from you. Gently seal the lid. And know you can come back to those thoughts later, if you so desire. We're going to begin with, as always, bear with me, the juice is worth the squeeze, a little tension and relaxation. So we'll tense and tighten the body, we'll hold the breath, and then we'll sigh and release. So, breathe normally. Till I say otherwise, just make fists with the hands. And if there's any pent up emotion or energy, this is the time to channel that. Let's get rid of it. Let's tap into it. Fists with the hands, clench up through the forearms, lock the elbows, the biceps, upper arms, shoulders, once and only. They can rise up to the ears, feel that. Take a huge breath in. Sigh it out, let it go. Release the arms, fists soften, fingers are just curled, but palms open. Now, curl the toes, squeeze the feet, curl them up, lock the ankles, squeeze the calves up into the shin bones, lock the knees, squeeze the thighs, keep breathing, squeeze your glutes, the space between the hips, your low belly, and the whole abdomen, ribs, and chest. So from chest all the way down to the toes, this is a lot of space. Keep breathing, squeeze, take a huge breath in. Hold the breath, deepen the squeeze. We've only got one more after this. Tight, 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 tighter. Through the mouth, sweet release, a letting go. Feel that flushing out, that cleanse of energy downward and outward. You got it. This is the last one. We're going to add a little and put them all together. Are you ready? Get set. Breathe normally. Make fists. Squeeze the feet. Feel that squeeze up through forearms, locking elbows up calves, the shins lock the knees, biceps, thighs, squeeze the glutes, the shoulders can rise. Are you breathing? Breathe a little deeper. Squeeze through the chest, the belly, the whole torso, the abdomen, low belly, the hips. Now the throat. Clench the jaw, squeeze the face like a raisin, everything towards your nose, your head, even your scalp. Maybe you lift the head. Take a huge belly breath into that squeezed abdomen. Hold the breath. Maybe you're trembling a little bit. Squeeze even tighter. Tighter still. Where is there room for more tension? Through the mouth, make some noise, release, unclench, toes flop open, palms open, fingers curl, ease through glutes, legs, belly, arms, shoulders down, face soft. Every exhale, feel that wave, that flush down of energy. Any tension, any stored stress or pain, physical, mental, emotional, otherwise, releasing, detaching from every cell, every organ, every system. Feel it as it flows down on its way out. A letting go, a shed, a release. It's still happening, I told you. The juice is worth the squeeze. Feel the body, let it melt into the floor. So much so that there's no separation between your body and the earth. The eyeballs relax and melt down so heavy into those spacious sockets. Jaw relaxed, unhinged, letting go physically in this moment, relaxing fully, witnessing the natural rhythm of your breath, softly breathing in and out. Feel your skull. Have a sense of the skull, this container of the brain. Feel your jaw, the mouth, tongue, curve at the back of the neck, the shoulders, elbows, and both hands. Allow the awareness to flow back up through wrists and forearms, elbows, biceps, and shoulders. Feel the chest, right side, middle, and left. Sense the rib cage on the right, ribs on the left. From top to bottom, sense the column of your spine, the stomach, pelvis, buttocks, hips, thighs, both knees, shins, calf muscles, ankles, and both floppy feet. And then back up from the feet to the ankles, the shins and calves, knees, thighs, hips, pelvis, glutes, length of the spine, the shoulders, the curve of the back of the neck to the back of the skull. Now establish a connection with the area surrounding your body. Just try to feel or visualize how far you can feel the air around your skin. Imagine the air around you with your awareness, using your breath and internal vision to do this. And mentally state or create the intention to have this field around your body cleared from all attachments that you may have picked up that are not yours. And relax now into the space behind your closed eyes as you enter deeper and deeper into this stillness. And arising as if out of nothing, a golden, majestic gate appears in front of your inward gaze. And the soft breeze of your breath causes this golden gate to slowly open as you approach it. As you enter, walk through, you find yourself in a serene place of nature, created into being by your imagination. Here you are flooded with feelings of calmness and inner peace, surrounded by the love and safety emanating from the ground and the air around you. Here you find a nice spot on the soft, welcoming ground to lay your body down. Your nose is filled with pleasant smells, your skin surrounded by the warm air, and your body is supported by the earth beneath you. Softly breathe in. And exhale, relaxing deeper into the earth. Let's now plant our Sankalpa within this quiet, peaceful place, repeating your Sankalpa 3 more times, chanting your intention 3 times with full feeling, excitement, and sincerity. As you lay here, we will now move through a rotation of consciousness in which we place awareness on each part of the body. When you hear the body part named, repeat it in your mind and at the same time become aware of what that part of the body is saying to you. We want to move at the pace we will be moving in to stay focused on the experience of being in the physical body. Become aware of the right hand thumb. Notice what is here. Right second finger, third, fourth finger, fifth finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, right wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, the right shoulder, armpit, right side chest, waist, and hip, the right thigh, kneecap, calf muscle, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, tip of right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, right pinky toe. Now moving to the left side, to the left hand thumb. left second finger, third finger, fourth and fifth finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, left wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, the left shoulder, armpit, chest, left side waist, left hip, left thigh, left kneecap, left lower leg, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, tip of left big toe, second toe, middle toe, fourth toe, left pinky toe. Now to the back. Become aware of your whole back, starting at the back of the skull. Back of right shoulder, left shoulder, right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, back of the ribs, length of the spine, right buttock, left buttocks, backs of the thighs, backs of knees, backs of lower legs, your heels rooted to the floor, whole back body together. Now to the top of the head, into the front line starting at forehead, both sides of the head, the temples, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, space between the eyebrows, right eyelid, right eye, left eye, the eye socket, right ear, left ear, the inner ears, right cheek, left cheek, nose, tip of the nose, upper lip, lower lip, tongue, the inside of the mouth, chin, throat, the neck, right collarbone, left collarbone, right side of the chest, left side of the chest, middle of the chest, the navel, the abdomen, the hips, upper thighs, shins, tops of feet, and tips of toes. Now notice the whole right leg together as one. The whole right leg together, sensation. The whole left leg, both legs together, notice both legs as one. The right arm, left arm, both arms together. Sense both legs, both arms, the whole torso and the head, the legs and the arms, torso, neck, face, and head. The whole body together as one. The whole body together as one. And become aware of your body lying on the floor in this room. And imagine a mirror above your body on the ceiling, reflecting your whole body lying as an object on the floor. You can see your head and your arms, your chest and your hips and your legs. You see yourself completely, the whole of the body. Bring your attention now to the following sensations. The entire body is suddenly very cold. hands and your feet cold, your stomach and back, shivering. Your whole body feels icy cold. And then the entire body is suddenly surrounded by feelings of warmth. Your hands and your feet are warm. Your stomach and your back, your cheeks are warm. Whole body warmed from the inside out. Now, could you remember a time or a situation in which you felt guilty? Try as best you can to awaken a feeling of guilt to this current experience. And then see if the situation or person that evoked guilt in you can be removed. And all you're left with are the residual sensations, the felt sense of guilt. Try not to withdraw from feelings of guilt. You are not guilty. You are simply feeling guilt. Where does it live? How does it feel? Now let that wash away on your exhale. And recall now a situation where you felt pure and innocent. And if nothing comes to mind, recall a picture or an experience of yourself from your early childhood where you recognized yourself as the embodiment of innocence. Deeply feel the innocence of your childlike self. And remove yourself from the situation or the visual that produced the feelings of innocence. Left now with only the feelings of purity and innocence. Now notice feelings of sadness, feelings of joy, feelings of fear, feelings of trust. Notice a feeling of surprise. Notice feelings of anticipation or expectation. Notice a feeling of tension. Notice the feeling of relaxation. Allow your body and your mind to notice the feelings of relaxation. Now preparing for rapid visualizations. Remain interested and present to the sound of my voice as I call off numerous random images. Merely see the images on the mind's eye or the mind screen. No attachment, just watch. Burning candle, endless desert, torrential rain, coffin, birds flying across a sunset, red clouds, stars twinkling at night, crescent moon, wind from the sea, waves breaking on a deserted beach, a restless ocean, a rainbow, a crystal skull, summer rain on your skin, your childhood bedroom door, the color orange, a tall, tall tree, the shape of two interlaced circles, the sky at night, a waterfall, the color red, your childhood smile, a lush garden, a pyramid, the color yellow, a large vintage key, gazing into the flames of a warm crackling fire, a green pulsating heart, planet Earth from above, footprints in the desert sand, various shades of pink in the clouds at sunset, 5 wild eagles, a spiral staircase, a spaceship blasting off, standing on a mountain peak, freedom floating, freedom floating, freedom. It is in this place of freedom. It is from this place of freedom, dear one, where we will seed, water, nourish our intention, our sankalpa. Please repeat your intention now. Feel it vibrate throughout 3 times with full sincerity, faith, and trust. Once again, feel your body on the earth. Sense that full-length mirror on your ceiling, a bird's eye view of your body. Notice the shape, what you're wearing, any props, colors, fabrics, maybe a little smile on your face, the belly rising and falling with the breath. Feel whole here. Feel supported, safe, and at ease. You can start to deepen the breath, maybe some intuitive movements if you feel called. Take your time, slowly come out of your practice in whatever way makes sense today. You can stay on your back, maybe roll to your side, come to belly or a seat. Pause and feel the shift. Pause and reconnect, deepen the connection with YOU. With hands at heart center, I bow to you. This class of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend. Be free.